Welcome. It's actually Louie. Welcome to episode 14.
Was that you trying to be me?
Yes. Episode 14. Once again, M has done the stupid
penising
with the. I'll be putting a stop to it. The one still looks like a penis. The four is four penises.
Four dicks for the four. You
very
see what I did
crudely
there?
Crudely drawn together. It could look like a nine. I'm going to probably put a stop to it. I think the humor's run its course in this case. Or I'll just get another host.
That's five dicks in total.
As I said that, the only reason Em's so happy about it is because there's five dicks in total.
It's too many dicks.
And she kept saying, slice of heaven, slice of heaven.
Too many dicks.
Okay, so.
So I've heard.
Let's get straight into it. A poo story, just so everyone knows how lowbrow we are, and then we build. When I was a student nurse, before I killed the lady, actually it could have been during the same placement, I was told to go and get a stool sample for one of the gentlemen there,
mm-hmm.
One of the patients, not just another nurse. Louie, can you give my stool sample? It's like a hazing thing for nurses.
When you first told me the story, I actually went through my head. I was like, for yourself? Like...
Because my fart stunk so bad, they wanted me to get a stool sample. No, okay, so they're like, Mr. Belosevich, I don't know whatever his name was. I think his English wasn't great.
Why would
you? I think it was just, Polish.
I was going to say, such a random name to come up with for a random name.
Oh, well, I've been listening to some
Smith.
Of the podcasts lately, and it's like Brian Smith, Bob Brown, John Smith. They're not real names.
We're trying to be ethnically diverse.
Now I've forgotten his name that I fucking gave him. I don't know.
Belosevich.
So they've
someone
gone,
that plays for the Australian soccer team.
Well, he was fucking 70 years old. So they're like, can you please go and get a stool sample from Mr. Belosevich? And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, how do we do that? And they're like, well, you get this little special, like a plastic plate almost that sits in the toilet.
Mm.
And when they do a poo in the toilet, it lands on there. And I'm like, but what if like the wee gets on there? And like, oh, well, it can't. Like, that's what term was it?
It contaminates.
Contaminates
the sample. The sample.
And I'm like, well, because all that was running through my head is that every time I've ever taken a shit in my life, I've also pissed at the same time. And I'm like, Em, isn't that right? And she's like, well, no. So you could, are you telling me you could sit on the toilet and go, I'm going to do a poo, I'm not going to do a wee?
Well, yeah, I'm an adult human who has control over my body functions.
But I mean, I can do it the other way. I can wee without pooing, so it's not like...
I hope so. Being a guy especially, I hope so.
Don't go to the toilet with Louie. He shits his pants every time. No.
Because even if that was a thing, like with girls, it would be okay because we're sitting down, but...
Yeah, but I still... Honestly, I could go and do a wee right now,
mm-hmm.
and then if I went to a poo, wee could still come out. Can we agree on that? No, we can't, can we?
We're not. I mean, we can agree that that's what happens with you because you're a 3-year old.
Once. There's only once when I was working in central Queensland in the back of a truck, and I must have eaten some creamy, milky, cheesy goodness, and I had to go to the toilet in a plastic bag in the back of this 4-wheel drive because I was in the middle of a mine site.
How is this only coming up on episode 14?
Well, there's lots of stories that have come up for many years. But somehow, I'm like, I need to go that badly. And there was no toilets around. So I grabbed the plastic bag, which my lunch was in, and emptied all my lunch out of it.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll just have to poo in this bag. And I'm like, and the piss will just go everywhere, I guess. And I was just going to deal with that. I was just like, that's just what's going to happen. And then I did it. And thank Christ, nothing. No, it's no piss.
Yeah, because you must have had... You subconsciously were like...
Panicked. No, my body knew I was in a state of shock.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So you claim that you can poo without weeing.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think
we're going to need this on video,
I didn't even
actually.
Know this was... I didn't even know this was a thing, to be honest with you.
It's definitely a thing. Can someone else contact me who has the same problem so I'm not just some weirdo?
Yeah, problem. Exactly what it is. You just
it
named
is a problem.
It.
I mean, oh, you know what as well, just talking about stool samples. What if they're like, can we get a stool sample? And you're like, oh, okay. And you've got like a really bad bout of diarrhea or something like that.
Well, that's kind of why they're asking for a stool sample.
You'd need the soup bowl, wouldn't you? Rather than the plate. Oh, yuck.
Probably the soup ladle.
Don't piggyback off my poo jokes.
Well, how else are you going to get it out?
I'm sick of this. Okay, let's move on to something else. But honestly, do ring in if you also were like, well, no, if I'm pooing, I'm weeing at the same time.
No.
5 minutes of poo talk. Let's go to something else. Oh, okay. So, obviously, with my knee getting operated on recently, I had to go to physio.
Yeah.
Now, I gave them, when I was signing up online, they asked a bunch of details. One of them was nickname,
Yeah, I find that really weird.
I was like, oh, rightio. Well, okay, I'll put my nickname. Now, I've got a couple of nicknames, but my favorite one is the one that I made up myself probably about 16, 17 years ago. Which is Freight Train. I used it enough that it became my nickname. And I just thought, oh, they've asked for a nickname. I'll just write Freight Train in the physio box.
Mm-hmm.
And literally walked in the door and I've gone, oh, hey, mate. He goes, Freight Train. I went,
that's just right. By looking. I walked in. That's got to be Freight Train.
Had a bit of a laugh with him, and then I went to the physio, and she sort of started.
Blew off some steam.
That's awesome. I just was a bit of a moron with the physio. So she's gone, okay, so she sort of got me assessing my knee and what it can do and can't do, and she's like, oh, I'll need you to stand on one leg. And I stood on one leg, but I stood on the good leg. And she's like,
very good.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need you to stand on the bad leg. I'm like, oh, that makes heaps more sense.
I had a friend get pulled over once for just random breath testing. And she wound down a window and he was like, okay, held out the thing. And he was like, I just need you to count to 10. So she's like, okay. And then just went like
in her head.
In her head. And he's like, out loud, please.
Oh.
She's like, oh, right, yep, okay.
That's dumb. The physio's got me right on the right leg eventually. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's silly. Obviously, it's on my leg that's sore, not the fine leg. But then she's like, oh, we also need to get you on a exercise bike because it's really good. But she's like, how does it feel? I'm like, oh, my knee's not too bad, but it really hurts my bum. Like, painfully, like, sore on my ass.
Oh, the exercise bike. I was like,
but what? You're trying to say that with exercise bikes, you're like, no, it can take you a couple of weeks for you to, like...
Yeah. I used to do a lot of spin classes.
I used to do a lot of spin classes, but I was lucky that I had a quite healthy sex life before that, so... My glutes were rock hard.
Yes.
You bounce a coin off them.
There was that. No, but I used to do like 2 or 3 spin classes a week when I gave a shit about my body.
Yeah.
And it would sometimes, if you stopped and went back to it, it'd take 2 or 3 weeks to like get your ass back into it.
Is,
Someone's going to cut those words and use it in the wrong way.
Okay, because I've got a bike at home and it's still sore. Like my knee doesn't hurt, my ass hurts. Oh, at the same time, I feel like such a fuckwit. So she's like, how does the bike feel? I'm like, oh, my ass hurt and my feet hurt. Because I didn't have any suitable shoes, so I was just using my bare feet on the bike. But it had those spiky foot pedals. So I'm just like, my feet and bum. Oh.
You are the worst physio patient.
Oh, I know. And she's like, do you know how to squat? I'm like this. And she's like, no, that's not how you squat. And the thing is, I know what squatting is, but I'm like, I like this. And she's like, no. She must have thought I was a fucking idiot.
Did you rock up to the appointment with no shoes on?
I just came in my underpants going, choo-choo. What is this?
Is that your first ever time to a physio?
Yes, it was. I was very confused. She
really?
She was giving me a massage. Well, what happened? She sat me down and she's checking my knee and she's like, rightio, so we're only short. You're about 10 degrees difference in your good knee to your bad knee. So that's what we're going to work on getting into the same. And she gave me a bit of a rub down around just the leg, unfortunately. And
I was going to say, you didn't ask for a happy ending, did you?
Oh, I think asking out of a physio is bad form.
Oh, okay. Because like asking of anyone else is okay.
It's like asking your GP for a happy ending.
Oh, okay.
So she's giving me a bit of rub down and then she's like, okay. And it felt good. And then she goes, yeah. And you see, even just doing that, we can see almost 5 degrees. It's better just from that. And I'm like, oh, well, we'll just keep massaging and eventually it'll be perfect. She's like, oh, no.
See, the thing that annoys me about physios is they want you to go home and do all the work for them and you're paying them all the money. She gave you exercises, didn't she? And an exercise bike.
I had to pay for the exercise bike.
Yeah, see?
And also a big rubber band.
That's what pisses me off.
Yeah, I think you should just sleep at the physios until you're good.
That is what I mean.
Bad breakups.
Mm.
Now, what reminded me of this? I actually had my my first girlfriend contact me the other day.
Devastated still.
Yeah. She said, what happened?
Louis, I'm still in mourning.
Almost, it was like 18 years ago. Wow. 17 years ago. No, she said she found some old photos and that, and we're having a bit of a laugh. And she said, oh, I hope you don't bring me up. And I said, Bridget McDonald, I'll never bring you.
asshole.
No. But and then we were having a bit of a laugh. And then I remembered I broke up with her on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
I hate
New Year's Eve, so I'd love that.
Well, that's really strange. Where you've come to that. I think I remember we weren't 18 yet, and I was like, I want her to be around her family so I can like break up with her and not have to like drive her somewhere, or she's at my house, or she's out. It was all in my sense making perfect sense until
for you.
It was perfect for me.
Yeah.
And then I could go out.
Circumstances were fantastic. No, but
it wasn't.
I thought you were saying I wanted her to be around a family for support and things
that's
like that.
That's what it was. No, it was.
No.
It was.
That's not what you said.
No, it was. And then it just happened to be New Year's Eve.
Transport way.
It made sense. And then I started remembering. And then there was another girlfriend I broke up with just before the HSC started, the week before.
Oh, good.
No, it was like the weekend before it started. Once again, I thought I was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I'm just a good bloke.
She had a distraction with the HSC, exactly. So it was a good way to do it.
Yeah, I didn't want her to be like...
You are a prick.
I remember thinking in my head, I don't want to feel distant to her for like the next month while she's doing the HSC and put her off the whole HSC. I'll just pull the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, right.
I actually went out with that girl again and dumped her on
Christmas
Boxing Day.
Oh, my God. I was joking.
And she got me a present, but I never got it. It's a barbecue. I don't know if she still got it. I should hit her
up. That is a massive present.
Yeah, I know. But you know what was fucked?
What?
She got the present from me, but I didn't get her present.
Well, what did you get her?
Something luxurious. Probably a necklace. Probably diamonds and jewels. No, I think it was some jewelry. So she got a present, but I didn't get my present.
Well, that was karma. That's what I call that. Perfect relationship karma.
I don't think I've had any other really shitty breakups.
I was going to say, can you be friends for the next? But obviously you are because
to you're an texting. Extent. Yeah. I mean, some yes, not some not as much. You know, it's just...
Depends what happens.
Yeah, it depends. Well, I like sometimes when I break up, I prefer just to take them out somewhere and push them out of the car and say, we're done, and then drive away. They're the ones that don't
tend to... Wait, hang on, let me write this down.
They're the ones that don't tend to come back.
Yeah, physically, mentally.
I just don't know where to go from this. Have you ever done something shit like that, or had that something shit happen to you?
I have, yeah. I haven't. My long-term relationships have ended, you know, okay, and I'm still acquaintances or friends with them. But I've had some like short-term ones that have just gone very, very badly, mostly because they've just, like, you can see guys for a couple of months and then they'll just ghost you.
Oh, well, there was that guy that was like... You brought it up the other week and you went on a date with him and then you found out he was actually married and had a kid or something like that.
Yep. You met him and...
But he was like, hey, can't we just keep doing this?
Yeah, he's the one that told me. It turned out that he was married with two children and wasn't even that far away and just wanted
Central
to continue.
Coast.
Yeah, Central Coast.
It's like an hour away.
Wanted to continue doing what we were doing and I was just like,
okay.
Okay. Anyway, we're married now. Polyamorous.
Stepmother. Nothing apart from that, though?
No, just guys saying that they love me and they want me to move in with them and then 2 days later, like, never wanting to talk to me again.
I did have this one girl who we never sort of were officially, like, a couple. We sort of hung out a lot and hooked up and stuff like that. And she one day was like, oh, look, I just don't want to keep doing this. I'm like, yeah, no worries, whatever. And she invited me to a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And she had hooked up with another guy after this. I'm like, whatever, you said you don't want to, that's fine. But I'm like, yeah, I'll go to your party. It could be a bit of fun. And when I was there, one of her friends hit me up and we just had a kiss. And this chick was like, oh, this Louis was meant to be my backup. And I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, no, I've got friends that do that, that string guys along, so in case something doesn't work out. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't mind playing reserve footy. Like to be the reserve bloke.
No, some guys don't mind it.
Some losers really like being the reserve bloke.
I could see you doing that, Louis.
I wonder if Megan let me play reserve for someone.
You probably are.
Oh, maybe I'm Megan's reserve.
That's what I mean.
I probably am, actually.
Mm.
I'll have to hit her up about that.
Let's bring her on. Megan.
Talking about, we're just going down the list.
Yeah.
Let's talk about threesomes and
talking about reserves.
No. Talking about ranking. What are you talking about?
You and some other guy and Megan.
Who's apparently the number one.
Devil's threesome.
Okay. This came up earlier. For some reason, we're talking about threesomes. And it was like...
Like how Megan was like, what's a devil's threesome? Like she's never been part of one. Good cover, Megan. Good cover.
Okay. So threesomes. Obviously, there's the two traditional threesomes, which is two guys and a girl, which is apparently the devil's threesome.
Yeah.
And two girls and a guy, mm-hmm. which is a more socially acceptable threesome. But I think the devil's threesome...
Why is it more socially acceptable?
For me.
Oh, right. Okay.
But... I think surely the devil threesome's three guys.
Oh. No, like you know it's like devil because that, like the...
Oh, I thought it was just because who wants two guys in the threesome? I think the thing is with two guys, there's always a chance of physical like plugging a PowerPoint in, you know? Girls can't connect like Lego, but two guys can. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Imagine you're like, oh, sorry, dick in your bum.
Yeah. We've all been there.
It's Catholic school all over again.
Yeah.
No, so I think that could be, I thought that was why, because it was risky.
No, I think it's the horns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Eiffel Tower maneuver?
No.
So that is where, so when a girl is between two gentlemen... I'm trying to explain quite a disgusting sexual act without using disgusting words. When a girl is on her hands and knees and on the front end where the mouth is.
Thanks for clarifying that.
There's a penis in a mouth. Okay. And then in the back end where the anus and vagina are. There's a guy in one of those. I guess it doesn't really matter technically.
Yeah.
That maneuver on its own is called a spit roast.
Yeah, after the pig. Yeah. Yeah.
What makes the Eiffel Tower is if they're in that position and they double high five over the top of her, like a tower. And that's called the Eiffel Tower.
That's
the only reason I do a devil's threesome.
If they didn't, I'd be a little bit disappointed.
Imagine being in that position and you'd be pretty busy, like as the girl. And hearing that, and you know, yeah. Would you try to put your hands up as well? Oh no, then you drop. Yeah. That's also another maneuver, actually.
What?
When a gentleman, is just him and a young lady or old lady or a guy, I guess, is behind someone in the position. Most canines use, I think.
You're treading so
I think colloquially known as doggy style.
Yes.
And it's called the Hoover. And what you do is as the sex is going on. You grab.
Megan, will you do the sex with me?
I'd like the sex to go on. You grab their arms and pull it out from underneath them.
Oh, my God.
So then their face is on the ground, carpet ideally. And then as you
Who has sex on the carpet?
Well, wherever you vacuum.
Oh.
But then once you pull their hands out, their face is on the carpet.
Mm.
And then when you start, continue to pump.
Louis, the people can't see you. Please, don't do the motions.
While you continue to, go for it. The face rubs along the carpet or the bed or whatever, like a vacuum cleaner, and that's called the Hoover.
this wasn't part of... I should have been
warned. I didn't sign up for this.
I should have been warned this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. So, fun sexual
maneuvers. We were just supposed to talk about threesomes.
Yes, which is much better. Okay. So...
have you ever been part of a threesome, Louis?
No. As if I'm going to admit that anyway.
Yeah. Would you not admit it?
No. No, it's not something I want to get involved in.
Okay.
No, I've never been part of a threesome. Or have I? Who knows? Only three people do. No, I haven't.
One of them's dead.
Both were dead.
Two.
Are dead. Were dead. Ah. Big difference between are dead and were dead. But three girls you don't see a lot of. Pornos you do, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of.
But I don't think it's a... Here's another question. When does it become... So you got threesomes.
Mm.
You got foursomes.
Mm.
When does it go into orgy territory?
Yeah, I think anything above... I think five and above.
I think if you don't know everyone's name there, it's an orgy.
Well, that means I've had an orgy many times with one person.
Well, that's sex every time. Yeah. I don't understand. This is you're confusing me.
Yeah, I think so. There's like foursomes, and then I think five and above is an orgy.
I do remember reading, it was like a comic, and it was like a illustrated comic, and it was
as opposed to those real life comics.
Yes. And it was there was a couple. There was two women hooking up, and then there was this bloke with this guy.
Michelle wasn't just a porno magazine.
No, it was drawn, and the bloke said, "Hey, when you suggested switching partners, I didn't know you meant this." Because in a funny way, he ended up with a bloke. You know what I mean? That would be upsetting. Okay, so threesomes ranked. I like the idea of...
I liked you added the idea of...
I think two girls and a bloke.
Yeah.
Probably then three girls.
Mm.
Then three blokes. No.
We didn't even talk about that.
That's the worst one.
Oh.
That's because you can train. You can get in a big train situation.
Human caterpillar style.
That's how I got the nickname for 8 Train. No, I didn't. That's terrible.
Why didn't I think of that?
So I thought I'd quickly say it. Yeah, and the worst has got to be three blokes. Oh, three sweaty, stinky blokes. Ugh, yuck.
I'd be okay with it.
Oh, I'm going to have to look that up later now. It's probably going to be my kink now. God damn it.
It's happening.
Well, it's funny you talk about kinks.
Your computer's already heard you and it's already put it into your search.
Siri, look up three men threesomes. Save.
Three men, one cup.
Three men, one orgasm. Oh, that's a problem, I think, with three guys having a threesome as well. Is surely the second one of them finishes, they go, ah, good, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Guys aren't the sort of like, well, I'll just keep going, you know, like,
yeah.
We're selfish. Not me. Some guys are, though.
Yes. You're the only one.
Oh, okay. So, talking about porn a little bit and kinks. It is funny when, like, if you are searching online for pornography, you might watch something and be like, oh, great. Well, now I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll see one video of, like,
post... Llamas. I didn't even know llamas existed in porn.
Oh, God, fuck. Now, and the worst is when you find something you're like, ooh. Turns out I really like supermarket porn.
Yeah.
But there's not many porn with supermarkets. So forever,
yeah.
You're searching for porn that doesn't exist. But you talked to a bloke on Tinder who, I'd like you to read it out because... Yeah.
I sent this to you when I saw it and I screenshotted it because I thought it was... And I sent it to you saying this is maybe fourth or fifth date material.
Oh, sort if of. That. I still think he's a fucking wanker, but read it out.
Definitely. Okay, so he wrote, and this is his opening line. I haven't watched porn in 5 years. My thoughts on this were, if I did, I may be influenced by what I see and not explore my natural desires and follow what feels good. I'm not here for a one-night stand, but if that's what it is, then it's all good.
See, and as I said to you straight away, I guarantee his natural desire will still be to fuck you in the ass as quickly as he can. Guarantee it. He's not going to suddenly go, and 5 years, it's not like he stopped watching porn 50 years ago.
No.
5 years.
So he's mid to late 30s, which means he came to this conclusion in his early 30s, which means he's missed out on all the hype from the last few years. Yeah,
we talked about this. He's missed out on a lot of the stepsister porn that's going around.
So he doesn't know he can fuck his stepsister.
Mm. As I said, legally you can. But I just think I love that the guy, I think he's trying to be like, hey, ladies, I'm different. I don't watch porn. I'm not going to try crazy porn stuff with you, but let's fuck straight away.
I reckon it would go the other extreme, though. Because he hasn't watched porn. It's just going to be like...
Whoa. He doesn't know what is considered acceptable.
Yeah.
He could try those crazy moves.
But I reckon some girls would be like, oh, my God, what a hero.
That's what I mean. That's what I think he's going for. He's going for that crowd of people that be like, oh, you know, it's good to see a guy like that. I think most people think he's a fuckwit.
Mm.
But I think there'd be a few people out there that would be like, yeah, that's great. He hasn't watched porn. But I think that, yeah, he's missed out on some good stuff.
I wonder how many times his profile's been screenshotted.
But also, so if he's not watching porn...
What's he do with 90% of his time?
But there's you've heard the term wank bank, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got to have, if you're not watching porn, you've got to have a pretty thorough wank bank.
Yeah.
Like, which that's what you'd hit the bloke up going, okay, so I don't watch porn. What do you think about? And if he goes, oh, well, like, this is where it gets weird. Do you fantasize? What do you fantasize about?
Mm.
That's, I don't know. I think so he's a freak.
Maybe he just buys porn. He doesn't say he doesn't watch porn. There's a loophole there.
Maybe he listens to audio porn.
Yeah.
Like deaf people do.
Is there such thing as audio porn?
Yes, there is actually. Fantastic. I don't know if it's just like targeted at deaf people, but there is audio porn.
Probably is.
I guess all porn is audio porn for deaf people though.
Oh, we're getting technical.
Let's not put off deaf
people.
Yeah,
they can just watch an audio
porn. What else have we got up here? Oh, let's talk about Mike.
Oh, fucking Mike.
Okay, now this is good.
What's his full name?
It's Mike Gunner.
Mike Gunner.
Okay, so Mike Gunner, for people who don't know, is he was on Married at First Sight. So this was the TV show, finished a couple of months back, about people who got married at first, literally never met each other, got married, and then went through a whole pretty much reality show of pretending to be married. Now, a listener of the show suggested that we should actually get into...
A listener of our show, not his show.
A listener
of...
That's right. If you listen
to both of our shows, stop it.
What happened? He after he finished Married at First Sight, he started doing a podcast, which is quite terrible, apparently.
Mm.
But Scott Kirkman, who listens to the show, suggested that we get into a podcast beef with someone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, a lot of podcasts do it. Get into an argument with someone on another podcast should be fun. And
that's
he's
how you
like,
put yourself on the map.
Yeah. And he goes, hey, why don't you get into a podcast beef with this Mike Gunner that was on Married at First Sight? And I'm like, oh, I had a bit of a joke about it. This is weeks ago.
Mm.
And then the other night they brought it up again. And as a joke, I posted on Mike Gunner's...
And I was actually in agreement with this when you told me about it a few weeks ago, because Mike is an... If you watched him on Maths, he was an absolute fucking dropkick.
I'll say this about Mike. He said things at times which I really agreed with. He's the sort of bloke who says exactly what he thinks, and sometimes at some point, sometimes he's a fucking idiot.
Okay.
But I said to him, just to try and start a beef, I said, on one of his videos, your podcast is bad and you should feel bad. That's about as...
Simple, to the point. Gets the job done.
Now, literally like 5 minutes later, he actually replied. He said, Lewis Riley, ha ha ha, thanks man. By bad, you probably mean the Michael Jackson version of bad, which is good. So thanks for the compliment. I wasn't expecting him first to reply, second to be so like positive about it.
Or to refer to some kind of child pedophilia icon.
Well, but this is where it gets weird, because my brother Miles then came on trying to start the beef even further by saying, is this the guy you keep talking about on your podcast, Nothing on the Radio? He's exactly as you described him. Now, as anyone listening to this show, we've never once spoke about this bloke on the podcast. My brother is just trying to instigate a fight between me and Mike Gunner.
Yeah.
Mike then responds.
Basically, it's just Miles standing there going, fight, fight, yeah, fight, right. Fight.
Mike Gunner then responds to Miles saying, Miles Riley, are you two related? Because it's literally Lewis Riley, then Miles Riley. Miles says, no. I said, he's my dad, but we don't talk. Mike Gunner then said, Lewis Riley, I don't blame you. He sounds like a negative influence. He needs to change his attitude and lighten up. Keep smiling, Lewis. Now, this was really... At this stage, I'm like, fuck, let's actually have a fight with this bloke.
Yeah.
And I said to Mike, I said, how are we meant to start a podcast beef if you keep being so friendly? Now, this is where things get a bit weird. Scott Kirkman jumps in. Mike Gunner. Careful, Mike. That's Big Dick Lou. from Nothing on the Radio. You don't want to attract the ire of the Motorheads. At this stage, I had no fucking idea. They were literally just trying to start a fight between me and this Mike Gunner from Married at First Sight. That's the best comment. He then replied, "Young Kirks, I don't really care who he is. I don't really care who he is. If he's being unhelpful or critical for no good reason, then he's not my style." But I don't, wait. I don't care how big he is. And then I wrote back saying, "I'm 5'3". They are two different measurements." And then another listener of the show just went, "Mike." So, yes, if Mike Gunner does ever listen to the podcast, it's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
Doesn't care how big I am. Doesn't care how big Big Dick Lou is.
I like how he says, "for no good reason." Like, it's for a good reason. It's because your show's terrible.
I'd love to get him on the show.
Can we?
I don't think we've got much pulling power, to be honest. But apparently his show's
with that dick.
But yeah, so hey guys, if you feel like going on to Mike Gunner at G-U-N-N-E-R, M-I-K-E, his podcasts are actually on YouTube. It's called Stick to Your Knitting.
Is it really?
Yeah, but then he just talks to random people. It has nothing to do with anything, and he's not allowed to talk about Married at First Sight. They're all strict about the rules and stuff like that. Mm. But yeah. Please go ahead and comment and let's try to get this beef going. Or if you want us to have a beef with someone else, just let us know. And if we're lucky, they might reply and they won't care how big my dick is.
Should hit Adam up as to why he didn't hook up with me that night.
Adam who?
What's his name? The comedian.
Luke.
Fuck, I didn't even get his name right.
Let's not start a beef with him. He's too nice a guy. I wouldn't know what to do.
No.
Okay, so yeah, anyone you want to start a beef with, just let us know and we'll see what we can do. And yeah,
probably someone local.
Big Dick Lou, don't back down. So I'll get a shirt made up.
I was going to say, we should put that on a shirt.
Big Dick Lou, don't back
on
down.
On a sticker on the back of your car.
Nah, that's the sort of sticker that get my head punched in as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about burial versus cremation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about this.
It's very depressing. I hate thinking about this stuff.
What would you prefer?
Just to live forever.
Mm. Well, you're doing it so far.
Well, probably cremation because I'm claustrophobic.
You know you're dead though.
You're what?
You know once you're put in the ground, that's it.
Nah.
Okay. Oh, because you're a Buddhist or something, are you? You think you'd get reincarnated?
Yeah, reincarnation. No, I...
The way you're going, you'd get reincarnated as a tapeworm or something like that.
No, apparently there's something you can do now and have
your... Apparently, you can pay this person $100 and they will choose what you're reincarnated as. And I want to get reincarnated as a Kardashian.
Oh, my God, yes.
Kim Kardashian, please. I don't think that's how it works.
Her ass. No, I apparently there's something you can do now and have your ashes
turn into diamonds.
Diamonds, but a tree, something or two. Like,
oh, I've heard the tree thing. Yeah. Well, it's not really turned into a tree. I mean, like, they plant a seed in your ashes. Yeah. And you grow from it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a
lovely, you grow from it.
There's a lovely saying: "We're all made of stars," because that's what our bodies are made of. Like, yeah. One of those things when I first heard, I thought that's good. Like, especially if you're not religious, the idea that our body is made up of exploded stars. Like, that's where all matters come from and stuff like that. Sounds really good until you remember dog shit's also made up from exploded stars.
Yes, everything. Everything.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Would
what about you?
I'm happy with going cremated. Mm. Not because I'm scared of being in a fucking box. That doesn't really matter. I just think that let's not take up room. I'm just quite happy to get cremated. I do like the idea of getting stuffed, though, as well.
Oh, taxidermy?
Yeah. But if they could, like, merge me with a bear or something like that. So it's like my face.
Oh, no.
And chest, but with a big, like, all hairy and claws and that.
Merge you with half of a freight train. become your...
No. I was creating an image in people's minds.
No.
Of me, all furry like a bear, face, maybe a bear nose, like my chest, big hairy bear dick, and you're... I was creating the perfect image for everyone
with
out there.
With a train coming
no,
out.
No, this is... Oh, fuck it. We'll move on to something else.
You've made a grave mistake.
Is that a grave joke?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
What do you want it to say on your headstone?
Fuck you, M. No, I told
you... One of many.
I told you I was sick. Yeah, that one. Let's talk about. Okay, this is this is sort of crazy. Now, you had a date with a bloke who had a really crazy story of grew up not knowing his father.
Yeah.
He became a pilot.
Yep.
His father was in South Africa. Also happened to be
a pilot. Yeah, he found out many, many years later.
Because he ended up realizing he passed away.
His father had been killed in a plane accident. Yeah. And then that's only a reason they contacted him to say, oh, your dad actually was killed in a plane accident and he was a pilot.
Yeah. And then the whole nature versus nurture thing came up.
I was like, oh, so you obviously knew about your dad being a pilot and that's why he became a pilot. He's like, nope, had no idea. And it fascinates me, like the nature of a nurture thing.
And your dad was in the Navy.
Yeah.
And you also, it's the semen thing again.
Did you want to do this whole topic just for that joke?
No, it just came out. It's your nature. So you're always worried about it, but it's your nature. Exactly.
I don't have anything to say.
I'm not covered in semen. You can't see him, but she is covered in semen.
Let's get out the blue light.
If you shine a blue light on him, it lights up like the star. We're all made of stars and semen.
Fuck you, Louis.
Okay. Fuck you. Okay, so what are we talking about? Nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Okay, it's sort of it is interesting, this idea. I think it's sort of like twins get separated and then they at birth and they come back and they've both got the same shitty haircuts and erectile dysfunction and
they
stuff
reckon
like
that twins can like feel each other's pain, like if one passes away or if one goes through a significant amount of pain, the other one can feel it, either on the other side of the world even.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
I'd love to stab a twin and see what happens.
Let's try that. Stab it. Can we get some twins on the show?
I wonder if you jerk one off, will the other one also come?
Oh, I'll let you know.
Oh, well, I don't know. Why did my head go to male twins? I could have said, if I fucked a twin, would the other one come?
It's every guy's fantasy to do two twins and you go straight to
jerking off a bloke? Fuck. There's nature versus nurture. Nurture too much. But this same bloke that you're talking about with his father passed away, never met him, he was also a pilot.
Yep.
He actually had a family in South Africa and this bloke's mum was just his mistress, I guess you'd say, in Australia.
Yeah, so this pilot would fly into Australia and who knows how many secret families he had. And she didn't know he was a pilot. She just thought he was going away for business all the time, but he was actually flying back and forth.
Wait, she didn't know he was a pilot at all?
No, that's why he didn't know.
Yeah, right.
And then
but so who wants two families?
It'd be a lot of work.
Oh, it'd be so much work.
Yeah, but if you're in two countries all the time.
I think a lot of guys would be like, oh, well, it's just they want two families with a lot of love. I think it's a lot of it's just I want to fuck as many women as I can.
Yeah.
And this makes it easier.
Mm.
Two countries probably makes it easier. I mean, if I had two families, I'm not going to be like, we'll have one here in Largs and then I'll go over the bridge into East Maitland and have one there, like 5 minutes away. Imagine running into them. What would you do?
What would I do? Just play dumb?
I think.
Pretend I had a twin.
Look, jerk me off. Jerk me off, they'll come. What? I think I'd just pretend to faint. faint. Oh, imagine that. That is something, I'm not sure if any other guys think about it, but like the idea of like getting a knock on my door, how old am I now? 33. And having like some like, you know, 10-year-old knock on my door or something like that.
Mm.
I mean, 10-year-olds shouldn't be out.
What if Megan has a secret family?
She's not looking after this one well enough. So she's definitely not looking after that family.
She had a credit card stolen, but she actually...
buying presents for her other husband. Yes. The non-reserve husband. The starting husband. To have the time and the patience, I think a lot of it comes to, and you know,
like what old mate was doing with me.
Yeah.
On the Central Coast.
Yes, I mean, I don't think each family is ever going to be equal though.
Mm.
I don't think there's ever going to be like, no, we're both equal. There's always going to be one family that's going to be like, oh, what?
Mm.
They had a fucking PlayStation. We had a Nintendo Wii. I mean, that's probably small. There's probably bigger issues than that. Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I couldn't do it.
I think it'd be cool to realize you had like brothers and sisters and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, this guy realized after a while he had brothers and sisters and got a whole new family.
Oh, you know what's interesting?
No, you go first.
Okay, the idea of when people have sperm donations, if it happens too much, of like brothers and sisters hooking up.
I was going to say the same thing. Like imagine if you found out, and I've heard of it happening, you're hooking up with your brother and sister this whole time.
Hooking up with your brother and sister.
I meant brother and
sister. I didn't realize it. I was hooking up with my brother and sister.
It was the good threesome.
What? The angel threesome. No, and this sort of comes onto a topic that you didn't actually write down of about clones. Now, we talked about this briefly. Now, if you have sex with your clone, is it regular? Well, obviously, it's not regular sex. Is it gay? Is it masturbation or is it incest?
I think it's just self-love. You know that new movement of self-love?
I can just imagine... If I was suddenly faced with me, I don't know. I think there'd be a lot of wrestling to figure out what's going on. And
what if it was that? What if it was that Snapchat female version of you?
Well, that's just a chick.
But she just put on a wig.
He just put on a wig. So, are you suggesting that if I had sex myself and it was literally just a bloke with a wig, that would be better? But which one of us is going to wear the wig? We both wear it. Oh, I don't know where this is going. I was looking
at this. Then we just scissor.
Two blokes scissoring? Yep. That doesn't work. Just smashing genitals against each other. I think we've talked about this before. That's how you start a fire, isn't it? When you rub dicks like that. Oh, you know what? This is an excellent segue to being lost in the wilderness.
Oh, yes.
If two gay guys got lost in the wilderness,
they could just scissor up a fire.
And you can keep your penis warm and a bum.
Which is the most important bit of being lost in the wilderness. Oh. Remember, boys and girls, keep that penis warm.
Imagine that. You get lost in the wilderness. You end up, you know, fucking the bloke you're with. And as you're doing it, as you're fucking, the search party comes in. Found them. Oh, they're fucking. Oh, you'd be like, oh, we've been lost for 2 weeks.
Just give us a minute.
We've been lost for 2 weeks and you catch us fucking? We thought we were dead. Imagine that family coming over the hill and you're like, oh, we're only fucking because we thought this was it. We thought we were done. Oh, that'd be so
amazing. 2 weeks, you've given up pretty easy, haven't you?
I'm also right away going to fucking dudes. I'm not with a girl. Imagine having to fuck a dude. That's all I can think about. You don't have to fuck yourself in a wig.
You've talked about fucking guys a lot in this episode.
Nature versus nurture.
So there was a chick lost in the wilderness for 2.5 weeks.
We were in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Why did she have no shoes on? That's what I wanted to ask.
Yoga instructor. Oh, I don't know. She was yoga instructor though.
They don't believe in shoes.
Well, it was funny because they're like, she's a yoga instructor and she... lived off water berries and moths. And we were like, well, that's probably what she would eat anyway as a yoga instructor.
Which she just had in her backpack.
I wonder, moths would be weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
They've got a weird texture on the outside of them. Mm. And I wonder if she caught them like just running around with the mouth open catching them or she caught them with her hands.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to eat a moth or a raw fish?
Probably a raw fish.
Yeah, right.
Said the vegetarian.
But I don't think... Okay, so...
The moths... You have to eat like literally 500 moths to feel anywhere near as full as a raw fish.
Yeah, and moths would be hard without a lot of light out there as well.
Yeah, think about it, mate.
If you've got enough moths, though, you might be able to fly away out of there. That's what I'd be thinking.
This is a Lord of the Rings scenario.
Talking about Lord of the Rings, Emily knows how to speak Elvish.
You promised you were never going to bring this up.
I don't. If I did make that promise, I honestly don't remember it. Now, I thought it was very funny.
I'm proud of my Elvish heritage.
She went, I know how to speak Elvish. I went, thank you very much. I know how to speak Elvish too. No, but back to being lost in the wilderness. Okay, so how long before you're drinking your own urine?
I mean, I do it quite often.
Just I don't have to. I do it because I like the taste.
Sometimes when I'm just walking back from the Kent.
But would you, how long would it take you, do you think?
If you didn't have any water?
Yeah.
Probably.
Not yet. No, if you had water, just for the fun of it. Fucking. Wait, are you saying I've got no water? No, no, you've got litres of it, but like just for fun. Oh, I was drinking my own urine half an hour.
Well, I've seen some pretty messed up porn. And anyway, I would probably say maybe 3-4 days.
Yeah, right, yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd like to think the same. Like, oh, you know the worst thing though? It would be one of those 3 or 4 days later. It's going to be one of those dark yellow.
But you wouldn't even be producing any. It's a catch 22.
No, well, yeah, I guess.
And then you'd be shitting at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Trying to collect samples.
You could just eat that.
Oh, don't do that.
What?
We were hovering.
So drinking your own piss is fine.
Yeah, but drinking your own piss is actually being like a proven last resort to surviving. And you're like, oh, let's go eat some shit too. And for fun.
If you are going to die.
I don't know if you get much sustenance out of it. Corn, maybe.
Yeah, the corn doesn't do anything in you, does it?
No, but then it just comes through again. Oh, corn again.
What's on the menu tonight?
Corn.
Corn.
Same corn as last night.
There's a vegetarian product called corn. I don't know why they call it corn. It turns me off it.
I think corn is a vegetable, which makes it vegetarian.
Oh. Fun fact.
It's called corn, isn't it?
Yeah, Q.
Yeah, you got to really pronounce that. Everyone listening just heard you say, there's a vegetarian product called corn. And it's like saying there's a vegetarian product called carrots. Do you understand what you just said?
Yeah, but how else am I supposed to pronounce it?
It's like corn.
Corn.
You didn't say corn. Like a Bostonian would.
Corn. Yeah,
there's some corn on the corb.
It's like I'm Italian.
No, it's not. I just said from Boston.
No, but yeah, but that's like an Italian kind
of. No, it's not. It's literally from Irish.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Well, we got anything left to talk about?
Oh, yeah. What's that one down the bottom? I can't read your writing.
Well, that was a 5 years note porn. We've actually already talked about that. Let's talk about, we'll have a chat about 3 people alive or dead,
mm-hmm,
that you could have a meal with.
Yeah, okay.
You got a preference?
I'd
say alive.
Okay.
I didn't make that joke.
Well, it's going to be a bit cliche, but Attenborough.
I think you're going to go, probably a bit cliche, but Hitler. It's like,
I was actually going to say Hitler as well.
Attenborough. Yeah, he'd be pretty interesting, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Attenborough, Hitler. And that guy from the service station. He's always up for a chat.
That Uber driver I had once just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Would you? They've got to speak English, though, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
What would you?
Did Hitler speak English?
I actually thought that myself. I don't know.
I don't know. I never thought about that.
You'd imagine he'd have to speak some English. He did a lot of traveling. He was bitten by the travel bug, you could say. Poland, Russia, France. He went a lot of places.
Yeah, he did.
Let's just stop this for a second. We'll come back because we're a little bit lost.
Yep.
Just sorry for the strange stop there. We just sort of hit a bit of a roadblock. But I do want to go back to the hiker that was lost in the wilderness. She did say she had to spend a night, because remember she was gone for like 2 weeks plus.
Mm.
She's like, she had to spend the night in the burrow of a wild pig.
Mm.
But why just one night?
Yeah.
Was it like, did she sleep with the pigs?
It's all she could afford.
I thought long and hard about what to say when we came back, thinking Emma makes some joke about sleeping with pigs, or men are pigs I've slept with, and she talks about affording sleeping with pigs. But I wonder if it's like she was sleeping there one night and then was like, oh, no, I can't deal with this, and left the next day, or the pigs weren't there. How did she know it was a pig's burrow?
I don't know, maybe.
What do you call a bloke with 100 rabbits shoved up his ass?
What?
Warren.
And that's the whole reason why you brought up this whole thing again.
No, but I love the idea that, say, she's 2 weeks, she's gone missing.
Yeah.
She's eating moths. She's eating berries.
Yeah. Maybe she was, like, going somewhere. She thought she was going somewhere. You know what I mean?
What do you mean thought she was going
like
somewhere?
She's like, if I head in this direction.
Yeah. No, I just like to, you're meant to stay in the same place pretty much for 2 weeks.
Are you?
Yeah, you shouldn't leave. Like, it makes it heaps harder to find you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because if you get lost, right then and there, you're the closest you are to a path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you suddenly start going, oh, I'll just walk in this general direction, bam, mm-hmm. you're sleeping with pigs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think, how long before you started, like, cutting your clothes up into, like, makeshift hats and taking your underpants off?
Well, if we look back at the movie Castaway.
Yeah. Hours.
Apparently. Wilson is a good...
I told you this the other day as well. A lot of people who apparently die from the cold, so hypothermia, are found naked because...
Yeah.
Because what happens apparently at the very end of hypothermia and your body's shutting down, something about the nerve endings or something like that start to go crazy and they start to feel hot.
Mm.
So there's all these people found like frozen completely naked.
It's actually quite sick, irony. Wise.
Yeah, I know. Oh, now I know what you're talking about. Have you ever heard? Oh, God damn it. What's it called?
What?
Oh, it's called Angel Arousal. Oh, God, what's it called?
Oh, my God. What, you're aroused by angels?
No. There's a term for when you get an erection when you die.
Oh. Does that happen?
Yeah, apparently.
I thought you just shit yourself.
Oh, God, I've looked up angel arousal, but it's not coming up.
Just lots and lots of porn.
Oh, and this guy Scott, he just keeps talking about. It's when you pass away, apparently men get an erection.
Yeah.
You also poo yourself. But there's a name for it, and it's called angel. It's not called angel erection. It's not very clever.
Look, I'm studying nursing. I'm still yet to learn about this.
Did I tell the story of my brother catching the two girls working on the dead body?
No.
Okay, so I apologize if I've told this story before, but when my brother was doing...
No, you haven't.
Haven't told him?
No.
He was doing his uni course and he was in the labs looking at the cadavers, the bodies and the body parts and stuff like that. And there was a couple of girls sitting in front of him who they were playing with like half of your lower torso, so pretty much like your thigh and your buttocks and your groin area. And their old body parts kept in formaldehyde or whatever, and they smell and whatever. But these girls were playing with this muscle, and they were trying to place it back because they've been held around by people for years and moved around, and people accidentally break muscles and they go out of place. And these girls, there was this loose muscle which they were trying to fit back onto the thigh, and they couldn't quite get it. And the lady who monitors and looks after all the cadavers walked past and went, "Oh, girls, have some decency," because it was the dick. And they were desperately folding this penis around trying to find its place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was just, hanging loose as it should.
Are you saying that they keep those same bodies for years? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, what do you want? Fresh ones every week?
Yeah.
Fresh bodies!
Get them while they're hot!
Same guy that sells the prawns out of the back of the truck?
I know, that's what I always thought that they would be.
No.
I can't wait to
see that. Wait, you thought there'd just be fresh bodies all the time?
Yeah.
No, they're old. I reckon you should look it up, but I reckon the cadavers, and you have to donate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes.
Would you donate yourself?
Well, that's another option, isn't it? Burial, cremation, or donation.
Donation. I don't know if they'd want to take you, though.
Excuse me?
It'd just be like trading in a car with like a million kilometers on it.
You helped me do that last time I bought a car.
People just look and go, this one just tended to the tip. This one's, this has done its job. Yeah, it's not worth anything to
nothing
us.
Nothing else we can study here.
This is flogged out.
Flogged out. Lovely.
Okay, I think that'll do us.
Yeah.
Thanks again for listening, guys. Keep writing in and giving us stuff to talk about, as you can see. All the way from, nicknames to erections when you die. We'll talk about everything.
Mm.
And once again, if you think of anyone we should have a beef with.
Oh, yeah. I really want to do... I want them to do the next one.
Right, yeah.
Someone give someone for me to have a beef with.
And then Em will try to have a beef. It'll be Em's shitty version of a beef.
It'll be a tofu because I don't eat meat.
Okay, on that, we are going to leave. That's the worst joke of the episode. Thanks for that, Em. Goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.